Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, December 5th. I'm Larry Richard, and anchorman Paul Rasmussen is here. We've got Triple A's Ellen Gamble, meteorologist Joe Lundberg, and Erin Ferragoni, our producer, will return on Monday after her anniversary week. So we got Lonzo in the house, Central Catholic grad. You got big game tomorrow night here on KDKA. 7 o'clock Central is going to take on LaSalle College High School, who they opened the season with. And it should be a good game and a chance for them to get another state championship. Lonzo, do you ever get sick of winning?
No, never.
Just aren't you tired of winning?
It's like another one.
Yeah, just chalk it up. So, and good luck to Avonworth, by the way. They play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We've got that game. And you mentioned the Clareton Bears over Bishop Guilfoyle, our state champions yesterday.
You know, that's almost... With Clareton, you almost expect them, at minimum, to make the championship game, but they rack up the titles quite regularly.
I'll tell you what, really a big sports weekend all the way around. And it started last night with the Pens. You mentioned they blew a 3-0 lead against the Lightning, a good hockey team.
And it was crazy what happened at the end of the game. Apparently, from what I was reading, the Lightning scored a last-minute goal, and then they went to video review and waved it off, and the Pens won.
Yeah, Malkin put the Pens back on top. So the Lightning tied at 3-3, again, after the Pens had the lead of 3-0. And you're like, oh, no, not again. Malkin scores a couple of minutes left with 1 minute left. They pulled their goalie, and they thought they scored the tying goal, but a video review showed a hand pass.
Wow.
Which, back in the day, that would have never happened, this interlude of people with the technology now. They're doing it in just about every sport. It's really new because they call it replay assist now in the National Football League, and sometimes they just flat out get it wrong. But anyway, so the Pens win, right? Which is good on the road. That Lightning team is very, very good. Stanley Cup champions just a few years ago. And then you have...
It's a very good team, yeah.
Then you have the volleyball season. The tournament begins at the Pete tonight.
Yeah, tonight's the night. It's 6:35 for the first match in this NCAA tournament, Larry, and they're going to be playing the University of Maryland. They call it UMBC.
UMBC.
So it's like a kind of like Cal Poly would be. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, California State colleges.
Yeah, so
University of California, L.A., that kind of thing.
The Lady Panthers are the number one seed again.
And, by the way, this could be the beginning of their fifth straight Final Four run.
Yeah, I don't know what the records are in that world, but that's got to be right
about,
up there.
We're talking about, in terms of championships that just come to mind right off the bat, dynasties. Well, the first ones that come to mind were the New York Yankees and the Montreal Canadiens.
And the ladies at basketball at UConn.
Right. There you go.
Things like
in
that.
In Tennessee.
It's that's amazing.
This is the dominance that I don't think that this kind of thing happens just once every 20 or 30 years, maybe. And, yeah, and we happen to be in the city where it's happening.
We talked to Bill Hillgrove yesterday, and he said Curtis Aiken said Olivia Babcock, he watched their last match and said that she, it was a once-in-a-lifetime athletic performance by her. And if he's saying that, mm-hmm. it's significant. So good luck to the Lady Panthers in the tournament at the Pete. And, oh, there's a football game on Sunday you may have interest in. A lot of drama building up to the 1 o'clock kick. Steelers, Ravens. Got a new Steeler, a wide receiver. He's an older gentleman, but
35 years old.
Hey, whatever it takes to help. It's been a heavy week of news for the Steelers since
that. Did you see that Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday with the Ravens?
Good.
And that probably means that they're just trying to keep him in one piece for the game, but
TJ Watt practiced. I guess he had some kind of toe issue.
Mm-hmm.
If people say, oh, toe? Yeah, well, a toe issue ended Jack Lambert's career back in the
right.
day.
And, well, I mean, look turf what toe. Happened to Joe Burrow. He had turf toe, and I think they had surgery.
Right.
And he missed multiple weeks.
He just got
only
back.
Now, yeah, only now playing again.
So, big weekend in sports also. If you're looking for something to do, I'm going to be at Sewickley's Light Up Night. Starts at 5 to 8:30, ending with fireworks. They've got entertainment. Guess who's singing to open the show? KDK-TV's meteorologist.
Mary Hours.
Mary Hours.
She loves to sing. And by the way, there's also a fun event that's associated with all of this, Larry. I don't know if they told you yet, but there's going to be a fundraiser where people would stop by and throw a snowball at you.
That's actually a good idea. I'm glad nobody thought of that until now.
Jeez.
Too late to arrange it, I hope. Yeah,
I could just hear it. Hey, Lair.
I've been to this before. Sewickley's Light Up Night, right on the main drag. They got all these artisans and food trucks. Stop for the kids. It's a really nice way to kick off the weekend. So if you're looking for something to do, join us 5 o'clock until 8:30 tonight with the kids. And the fact that it's so cold right now has a lot of people's attention. And I did not look yet, Paul, but I shall, at the closings and delays. Sometimes when it gets this cold, schools will delay, and we always kind of joke about that. It's like, okay, what's 2 hours? In fact, the temperatures may go down.
Well, here we go. We had 14 to start the newscast out of Pittsburgh International. At the Beaver County Airport, 16. Allegheny County Airport, 14. Butler Regional, 11, and then at Washington County, 10. And those numbers will go down.
So the record, for the record, is 12 degrees in Pittsburgh, and that goes back to 1976. Lonzo, you weren't even born yet then.
Wasn't even a thought.
So, let's see. Can you look, Paul, on the closing and delay list?
I can. It'll take a moment to call it up.
I got it.
Okay.
We'll get it for you. Because, you know, I think a lot of people might assume, well, there's no snow, and all we have is Clareton City Schools remote instruction today.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sharon School District's on a 2-hour delay.
Yeah, up in Mercer.
Way up in Mercer County. So
I wonder if the list will grow, though.
Just because of the cold.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean,
all right, and Seven Springs is opening tomorrow. I saw some of the footage. They have a live cam there mm-hmm. with the snow we got on Tuesday and the snow they've been able to make because it stayed cold. These are the best ski conditions in years this early. So we're gonna check in with Seven Springs, too.
Yeah, this cold weather helps that snow stick around.
Yeah, they can keep making it, and mm-hmm. they are even this morning. It looked beautiful.
Stacking it high.
Every time I hear this, I just immediately... It's like hitting another gear, right? Coming.
A lot of energy.
I just saw Springsteen last time he was here. He did two shows at PPG Paints. He was great. I'm anxious to hear who's coming this summer in your newscast coming up.
It's one of country music's fastest rising stars. Just was here not too long ago, played sold out at Stage AE, so we'll fill you in.
All right. Meanwhile, time for our Big K Morning Show birthdays on this December 5th. And if you were born in 1960, happy 65th from MediConnect, Medicare Made Simple. On the list, Frankie, how do you say it? Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, from Malcolm in the Middle.
I would say Muniz myself, but...
Well, 40 years ago, he was born. This is the theme song from the band They Might Be Giants. Malcolm in the Middle was a really popular TV show. And do you know this opera singer, Jose Carreras? Lonzo?
Jose Carreras?
Yeah.
Okay. The name's not ringing a bell. I know some of them, but not many.
He's 79 today. He was one of the three tenors.
Wow, he's in full warble there.
Lonzo, do you ever go to an opera?
No.
I've only been to one, and one was enough. But it was a good one. I saw La Traviata at the Staatsoper in Vienna.
The Staatsoper.
Mm-hmm.
The only opera I was in attendance, I was in.
Oh, you were in it? Really?
I was in Aida at the Benedum as a supernumerary, which is a opera word for extra, like a movie.
Oh, okay.
And I was just, I played street swine, which, you know, what do they call that? Casting. Carrie Hilson, 43 today. Her breakout hit, Knock You Down. Comedian Margaret Cho is 57. Her stand-up routines are best known for their social, political critiques and regarding race and sexuality.
The people who hate gay marriage would never even know if gay people got married because they don't know any gay people.
So, those are your birthday people. Typecasting, that's what I was thinking.
There we go.
I was supernumerary, well, Poplietos.
Lucky for you, you didn't wind up locked into that role. You've been able to do many things since.
Yes, I hate to be typecast as an opera star.
Well, I think that the best example we have of your thespian skills would be your work in the play for A Few Good Men. No, I'm not. No, was that right?
Yeah.
A Few Good Men, yeah.
I was.
You were the judge.
I shared the role with Rocky Blyer as the judge, Marine Corps judge. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just a footnote to the editorial with Michael Spacciopoli is I saw some of the video and pictures of some of the streets in Pittsburgh that were untouched after Tuesday. And for those residents, decades have gone by where they basically begged to fix this. So that'll be on the new administration. We'll see if Corey O'Connor and his team can make a difference
so
with
true,
that.
Larry. I mean, in the 20 years that I've been here, it's been an ongoing problem through all the administrations, whether it's been Luke Ravenstahl or Bill Peduto or Ed Gainey, and hopefully not going to continue with Corey O'Connor for the sake of the taxpayers.
Sun Country, which is this story, I have lived this at Pittsburgh International Airport.
Oh, you have?
100%.
Oh, horrible. I mean, imagine having somebody get on the plane and say, everybody get off and leave all your stuff. We're looking for a bomb.
Paul, it happened to me. And it was just last year. And it took us almost 10 hours. So we were flying south.
I remember this. I completely forgot.
On a Spirit airline.
Well, how could I remember?
And we pulled out of the gate on time. And I said to myself, to Bob, who was traveling with me, and I said, hey, look at this. We're pulling out precisely on time, right? Spirit Airlines. And he goes, don't jinx us. The next thing you know, we stop. And then they take the plane to the most remote part of the airport. And we wait. Yep. And nobody's saying anything about why we're there, what's going on. And then we see the police come, lights ablazing. They come into the aircraft, and it may have been the same police officer, and you heard how stern he was.
I mean, he was authoritative. No one was going to do anything out of line.
Well, you're not going to believe what happened. So we're on this plane waiting and waiting, and he got on the plane, told everyone, you have to leave your cell phone, everything on the plane, get out. And then we got on buses. They took us to the fire station hangar, which wasn't large enough to accommodate everybody. It was cold. It was like in the 20s, similar to yesterday. And so then they moved us to one of the, I guess, international gates that was unoccupied at the end of one of the gate A, B, C, D. I don't know which one it was. And then we were there for hours. They're walking up and down. They had machine guns. And we couldn't get anything to eat. Finally, we got a bottle of water, but it was a unbelievably long ordeal. And
then, of course, they found nothing.
Well, you know what happened? Seated right across the aisle from me, and then one seat back, was the guy they took off the plane.
Oh, okay.
He apparently was texting his girlfriend, and he has the big text. You know how you can make the text
bigger? Oh, I remember this now, too.
And the woman who he didn't know, seated next to him, was looking over, and she saw, and she took a screenshot. She took a photograph of his text that said, I'm going to drop a bomb in the bathroom.
Yes, and it was a back and forth between him and his girlfriend, not what
right, but
his seatmate
anytime
was
you
thinking.
Say bomb on an airplane.
It's not a word you use.
So she apparently got up and got the flight attendant's attention, of course, then. So when he,
this is so funny because of what he was saying he was going to do, and what the woman thought was going to happen.
Relieve himself. And so
I'm going to drop a depth charge.
But thanks to that, it was a 10-hour ordeal. We didn't know until later. We gathered this intel. They didn't tell us. They never did tell us.
You know, in this case, because this Sun Country would have been a charter flight, I believe, with a great number of people that were on board, most of them associated with PSO, their supporters and staffers and things like that. But having said that, I would imagine that someone left this note. This is my speculation, purely speculation. I have no evidence to back this up. But I would imagine somebody wanted to mess with someone else in the orchestra.
Yeah, well, as you pointed out, there were a number of Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra members coming back from a big show in New York.
Sold out, Carnegie Hall.
Oh, man.
But I mean, what other reason would there be to leave a note in the bathroom of the, or wherever it was found, in the terminal in Pittsburgh after the plane had landed? Most of the time, you get a threat comes to light before the plane even leaves, right? Or while it's airborne.
Well, a footnote to my story is when we were in this terminal and we were sealed off from everybody and they had cops everywhere, this county police officer with a machine gun walks by and I told my buddy Bob, don't touch your water bottle. Don't move. Don't smile. Nothing. And as the cop's walking by and he had that look on his face, he looks over at me, he goes, where's Marty at?
Right. It's great to know that they have a sense of humor in a moment like that. Right?
They got a job to do. And while it's terribly frustrating for the passengers, they have a protocol they have to go through. So,
see, what I thought he might have said was, it's too bad it's you and not Marty.
It was just so classic because he's walking by with a machine gun.
Oh, God.
He looks over and cracks.
You know, one time I was in a hangar for a different reason. I was covering the arrival of Air Force One at an airport, and we had to go into this hangar where the Secret Service was clearing all of our cameras and gear and, you know, microphones, recorders, everything like that, all your personal belongings. And parked next to each other behind this area where they were doing the screening were two Chevrolet Suburbans, black, and the doors were open in the back. And you should have seen the arsenal stacked up inside of these two. It was unbelievable the amount of weaponry that was in there, including machine guns and God knows what else.
Well, fortunately for this episode, it turned out to be a nothing burger, too. But I can see this guy's face plain as day. All business, machine gun, walking down, and he looks over and he goes, where's Marty at? That's it.
Missing in action.
I started laughing. Anyway, but nobody knew where we were. Like,
oh, right.
They were waiting. They were anticipating our arrival.
They had hold of your phone, so who could you call?
We couldn't get to a payphone. There's no such thing anymore, really.
Yeah.
We were missing for most of the day. People had no idea where we were.
You'd like to think that they would make arrangements for people to let their people know what's happened.
No, didn't happen. And nobody from my family asked, where's he at?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Yesterday, we had a conversation with Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General. One of the subjects that came up, Paul, if you recall, was they are testing Ozempic-like drugs for pets.
Yeah, there's a six-month trial underway. A pharmaceutical company out in California is implanting a small device under a cat's skin. These cats are in this test for 6 months, and they're going to track how effective these GLP-1 drugs are in treating their obesity. They're all fat cats.
Well, think about this. The statistic is 2/3 of household cats are classified as obese, yeah, to your point.
Yeah, flat 60% of all dogs and cats in the U.S. are said to be overweight, and I know some breeds of dogs, they'll eat till they pop. I know. Dachshunds are like that.
They just keep eating if they have access.
Yeah, they just love to eat, yep.
So what their hope is this Ozempic, I guess it's a version of Ozempic for dogs and cats.
I don't know.
Because it has to be modified.
I would assume it does.
And I've learned in this over the years dealing with Dr. Mike that things that you would think would be perfectly safe for pets can be deadly. Like
about grapes,
grapes.
For example.
Why would
who'd have thunk it?
Right,
onions.
Yes,
garlic.
Things like that, where people,
chocolate,
you would not know necessarily.
And chocolate with artificial sweeteners like xylitol in it is really bad.
I remember we had some candy canes on the tree, and our dog. We came home, and the dog ate a bunch of them. And we were worried, but fortunately, the candy canes had real sugar. So
you know. One of my friends who's successfully had a number of, well, dozens of dogs, he has a rescue down in Florida. He said he, to keep them in shape, he feeds them what he wants them to weigh. Isn't that interesting? In other words, they don't have food lying around that they can just graze on. He feeds them specifically at certain times during the day, and they get a portion based on what they should weigh. If the dog should weigh 15 pounds, he has a measurement for that. I think that's fascinating. My problem was with my dogs, they got the right amount of food that way, but then I would give them all kinds of goodies they wanted from me.
Oh, and they know. Yeah. They know who to hit up when.
Oh, yeah.
Like for us, it's grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma visits, and our dog just passed, so, but for many years, it was no secret where the dog would be when
well,
it was around.
I mean, when I'm in Seattle, guess where Molly is? Molly the dog. At Uncle Paul's side.
Uncle Paul cheating. All right, I got a tip from Uber. If you're going to break out of jail, don't call Uber as a getaway.
I was swallowing.
The cops near Atlanta found that an inmate who broke out of a hospital while he was receiving treatment, after stealing and crashing two cars, he somehow ordered an Uber to come get him.
Oh, boy.
What they still can't figure out is how he called one without a phone. Speaking of Uber, did you know we had this big news story about Waymo, and we talked about it in detail yesterday. And when I was in Atlanta, when I pulled up Uber to go across town, it gave me the option of a Waymo. So they've made a deal, and you could choose. So I said yes, and the Waymo was there in 5 minutes, pulled up in front of a hotel in downtown Atlanta with no driver, and shocked the people that were standing outside the hotel.
I wonder if they're working together. Maybe they're not connected corporately, but I wonder if they're working together to better manage the demand that they have.
Exactly. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A. They figured out how to move people through the drive-thru faster than anybody.
And by the way, I finally succumbed to Chick-fil-A's, you know, use our app thing.
And so now when
I'm going to go there, I place my order through the app on my phone, and then I go into the, they've split the two lines. One line is for people with mobile orders, and the other one's for the just people who show up. And it's a lot faster to go through. And now that I'm doing that, they're sending me email offering me free breakfast items. How's that for smart?
That's really smart.
Thanks for using the app. And oh, by the way, we happen to have breakfast. Of course, we already know, you and I, over the years, that Chick-fil-A breakfast is pretty tasty because they brought it up here.
Well, the way they move you through the line, even during COVID, they had some people in town ask managers from Chick-fil-A to help them figure out. Remember when people would line up
to get
shots?
Yeah.
You'd have to get the COVID shot?
These people have mastered quick service crowd control.
And one final note, and that is if you're looking for something unique to gift for this holiday season, how about an auction house in Dallas is selling the very bomb the U.S. military used to train the crew who dropped the first ever A-bomb in 1945.
The crew of the Enola Gay.
And while it's a perfect one-to-one copy, of course, it doesn't work. It's just a dud. It's 10 feet long and should fit nicely under your coffee table. The price starting bid is $25,000.
What kind of a person would be collecting these type of items, I wonder?
A troubled human being. Want to see my A-bomb? Sure, don't say that on a plane.
Please, no.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend, Larry Richard. And we're going to go right to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. And we've got meteorologist Colton Milcarrick with us. Welcome back, Colton. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
So we're flirting with that 49-year record low of 12. Think we're going to get there?
Well, it's really close. I mean, we had an observation at 13 so far. It's going to be a nail biter here at the end, but if we expect it to happen, it would probably be in the next hour or two.
Yeah, right before dawn typically is when you see the biggest drop, and the skies were really clear overhead for much of the evening last night. Did you see the supermoon?
Yes, certainly. I actually caught it last evening before I went to sleep last night.
Yeah, it was spectacular. And
Beautiful, really,
with the snow, it really was something to see. But you could still see it, I guess. So temperatures are going to mitigate, though, somewhat over the weekend.
Yeah, certainly. So these are the coldest temperatures we're looking at for a bit here in Pittsburgh. As we get up into the weekend, get highs expected on Saturday and Sunday, getting up into the upper 30s, which is still below normal, but certainly a little bit warmer than what we've been seeing. Those lows are going to mitigate up to the low teens on Saturday morning, or sorry, the low 20s on Saturday morning, and then up to the mid-20s on Sunday morning.
So if Steeler fans are heading to Baltimore, 1 o'clock Sunday down there, it'll be maybe a touch warmer, but you're not anticipating any snow there, are you, or are you?
Well, we'll have to take a look. Looking down at the D.C. office, at least in their forecast right now, we got some chances of rain. So unfortunate for that. But it is still low for now, and we still have a few days, so we'll have to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, I remember
that's a slight chance right now. It's only a 20% chance.
Steelers played in Baltimore in that rain. It was like 38 degrees, just uncomfortable for everybody. So I know who's happy.
Certainly.
The skiers are happy.
Right, yep, we got some snow out there.
Yeah, and they've been able, the temperatures have stayed cold enough where they're going to be able to continue to make snow. They open tomorrow. We're going to check in with them at the top of the next hour. Meanwhile, do you ski, Colton?
I do ski. I just got my ski passes yesterday, so I'll be hitting the slopes this year.
Nice. Well, then you're in a good mood.
Of course.
All right, appreciate the time this morning. Have a great weekend.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Colton Milcarrick, meteorologist at our National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. And we will check in with Seven Springs. They've made some changes that if you're a skier, you need to know about. And right off the top of the hour after Paul's update at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, in Washington, the big news of the day came from a conversation with a Navy admiral. And we start with CBS's Michael George.
Announcing another strike last night on a boat in the Pacific that killed four people. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, lawmakers got a bit of clarity, but lingering questions remain after meeting with the Navy admiral who the White House claims ordered that September hit. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this.
Everything we know about what happened there is filtered through the eyes of the lawmakers who were in the room. And depending on the party, they're reporting different descriptions of what happened during that deadly September strike on an alleged drug boat.
Peppered with questions on Capitol Hill.
Do you accept responsibility for the incident, sir?
U.S. Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley told lawmakers behind closed doors that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did not issue an order to kill them all, as reported in the Washington Post, regarding this military strike on an alleged drug boat. But after watching for the first time the controversial second hit, Democrats held on to concerns.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress, without any means of locomotion, with a destroyed vessel, who were killed by the United States.
Two survivors shipwrecked after the first strike were killed in the second, prompting questions about whether that attack was legal. Some Republicans argue it was justified.
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs down for the United States back over so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid.
Amid growing questions surrounding the mission and Hegseth's role in it, earlier this week, the defense secretary said he witnessed the first strike but left the room before the second one.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Democrats are now pushing for Admiral Bradley to testify publicly.
The Pentagon hasn't said whether that would happen voluntarily. There's also no indication yet whether the Pentagon will release more of that strike video to the public, although earlier in the week, President Trump said that he would be okay with making that public.
CBS's Jared Hill. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the weekend weather, and yes, we will take you to Seven Springs. If you haven't seen, they have video and picture. They actually have a live stream camera to show you the slopes. It looks like full winter is on, and the slopes open tomorrow morning at 8.
Is a record low in store, maybe a tie at 12?
It's really close. I mean, we had an observation at 13 so far. It's going to be a nail-biter here at the end.
Colton Mulcarrick with the National Weather Service. You just talked with him minutes ago.
Yeah, I love when he said it's going to be a nail-biter. Like, that's what meteorologists root for. I don't think anyone else necessarily rooting to tie or break the record, but it might happen.
Dan Fisher's squad has a home court advantage as they open the NCAA tournament tonight. The Pitt women's volleyball team has the first seed in this particular start of the tournament. They play at 6:30 tonight against UBMC.
I expect the Pitt to be packed, and Olivia Babcock is a sensational player, back-to-back ACC Player of the Year, and Curtis Aiken, the famous basketball star from Pitt, who's the color analyst with Bill Hillgrove for Hoops, said he watched their last game and Olivia Babcock put on a performance that was once in a lifetime for an athlete.
And another national sports pundit is talking about Mike Tomlin's future with the Steelers. It's Ryan Clark.
Mike Tomlin is unfireable, in my opinion. But maybe it's best that Mike Tomlin's voice is elsewhere. Maybe it's best that you tear this entire thing down, because what's happened for the last 10 years is they've been in championship purgatory.
Championship purgatory.
Wow.
I've not had it or heard it put quite like that.
Let me ask you this question, Larry.
Yeah.
If there's a win in Baltimore, a good win, does that stop the talk?
It would slow it. What they need to be is consistent, I think. And you know, winning cures a lot of ills. There's a fine line between winning and losing in this league, as Bill Cowher has so famously said, and Tomlin has echoed that. They need to stack wins, and then it would, you know, tamp down the talk. But you go from one game to the next, or one half to the next like they did Sunday. And you're like, well, which team's going to show up Sunday in Baltimore? You just don't know. But
no, it is a crapshoot. You're right.
But if he gets a significant win, to your point, then it would be stacking another win after that. The Miami Dolphins come here for Monday Night Football.
I mean, it is a significant win to beat Baltimore. They're tied for the lead in the AFC North, and really the only team from the AFC North that will be in the playoffs, in my opinion, will be the division winner.
And I lay a lot of it on the players. They have the highest paid defense, or one of them, and those guys need to figure out a way to be better. They have a lot of talented people, but we haven't seen collectively, especially when you allow the running yards that they've given up, you're like, well, where's the defense that they're paying for?
And here's the deal. They're going up against Henry. He's a heck of a running back.
Derrick Henry is
this guy
a
is
beast.
He's a battering ram.
And if you let him get rolling, and actually Coach Tomlin talked about that on Tuesday, so did some of the other players. Cam Hayward yesterday said if Derrick Henry gets rolling, that's when he's really hard. And remember the playoff game last year where they ran for a couple of hundred yards plus. You just don't know which team's going to show up, right?
No.
And
a lot of it's circumstantial as well. If they're getting turnovers, you know, they've got a very good chance of winning. If it's a close game, who knows what could happen? It could come down to a mistake or two like it did the other week.
Right. So, not to relive that second half, but you're feeling pretty good. 7-3 against high-potent offense of Buffalo's Bills with Josh Allen.
When you got that locked down, you're doing well.
You're like, okay, we're good. I think we're going to get this.
And then the Bills made their adjustments and just kept running it right down their throat.
And you got the start of the second half. You get the ball first because you deferred, won the coin toss. And on the first play, you get a strip sack, scoop, score, boom. The next series, because you get the ball right back, Mason had to come in because Aaron Rodgers' nose was mangled, and he throws a pick, and then they go right back and score again. And you're like, what just happened in a few minutes? So that was a long-winded answer to your question.
No, I liked it.
But I think they've got talent. Clearly, but they've had a hard time putting 60 minutes together and stacking wins. And this time of the year, that's what they got to do.
It's got to happen. No, there's no way out.
Because they got to win the division to get in the playoffs. And then, you know, who knows what happens after that. So, but have you heard more talk about Coach T?
No, this is
this week.
There's never been anything like this. And it's not just isolated to some sports talk shows.
No.
You know, or the people who go back and forth on, you know, chats and so forth with the sports reporters. This is now a national topic, and it's being discussed everywhere.
Yeah, and everybody's weighing in and laying in.
I think one of the headlines I saw this morning somewhere was open season on Mike Tomlin.
Well, they give, almost all of them give Coach respect to say, hey, look, so many other teams would love to have him, but then there's that caveat. Maybe he should say, you know, because he could coach anywhere if he wants. It's not a question of getting a job.
Well, clearly.
But then who do you get to replace him that's going to be better? You know, then you have that conversation. So who is that guy? Good question. Bottom line is I'll be watching Sunday, hoping for a win.
I'll be right there with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.